WTIP's Radio Waves Music Festival is right around the corner, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th here in Grand Marais. The event features 2.5 days of live music in an outdoor setting. Headlining the festival for the second year is a band from Charleston, West Virginia, called the Carpenter Ants. Michael Lipton is the band's lead guitar player, and he joins us now by phone. Welcome to North Shore Morning, Michael.
Hey, Kara. Thanks for calling.
Well, it's great. I got to hang out with you last year and the year before, so we're kind of friends, and just wanted to mention that right up front. Everybody's really getting excited about you guys coming back this year.
We're really looking forward, to it also. I mean, aside from just having a absolutely bang-up time, the area is just so beautiful, and it's getting away is always nice. And I have to say, I mean, I was just amazed at not only at all the music, but almost more so at how supportive everybody is of the music up there. It was just really, it was just an absolute pleasure.
Well, we're going to play a cut from your CD, Aunts and Uncles, after the interview, but I wanted to ask you, for folks who haven't heard the Carpenter Ants, can you tell us a little about the band and the music that you play?
Sure. It's kind of, I don't know, we've called it Southern Soul or Chicken Fried Gospel Soul or, trying to come up with something that, makes a little sense. But it's kind of based around harmonies and simple grooves, and also kind of cherry-picking songs. We write some of our stuff, but there have been obviously tons and tons of great songs that have been around that no one's heard. And so we kind of pride ourselves, I think, on kind of like, going through the various songbooks and, picking things that you may not have heard, but they kind of feel and sound familiar. And I guess the other kind of, thing we do a lot now is gospel soul. It's a style of music we've been playing for a long time and really, really like it. It really kind of speaks to us, maybe not so much in the religious sense, but certainly in the spirit of it all.
Another hat that you wear, Michael, is lead guitar player with the Mountain Stage House Band. And for folks who don't know, Mountain Stage is a nationally syndicated radio show, and we air it here on WTIP Saturdays at noon and Mondays at 10 p.m. And Mountain Stage is returning to Grand Marais for a third year to record 2 live shows at North House. It happens the weekend after Radio Waves, which is convenient for you. You get to stick around through that week. Can you just talk a little bit about what Mountain Stage has in store for us this year?
Yeah, I think the most recent act that was just added to the show is the Bodines. And Dead Man Winter, who is led by David Simonette from Trampled by Turtles. And it's a different kind of group than, Trampled by Turtles. It's, I guess, more Americana, more song-based, and I really liked them. I think they're great. The Pines, that are led by Benson Ramsey, he's the son of Bo Ramsey, and they're really another band, a very kind of evocative group that covers a lot of ground. And then Friday, another kind of interesting lineup, Tom Paxton, who's been around. He was one of the Greenwich Village, the original crew from the in the early 60s, and his compatriots are like, Dylan and Joan Baez and Judy Collins, and he turned 70. Mm-hmm. And his songs have been recorded by not everybody, from Flatt and Scruggs to Willie Nelson, and so he'll be there. And Laurie McKenna, who's a great, great songwriter and a singer, and she kind of came into prominence when Faith Hill did, I believe, 3 of her songs on one of her records.
We're talking with Michael Lipton of the Carpenter Ants. He's coming up to Grand Marais from Charleston, West Virginia, to play for Radio Waves Music Festival. And he's also part of the Mountain Stage House Band, and that happens the weekend after Radio Waves. You can find out more about WTIP's Radio Waves Music Festival on our website at WTIP.org. And for more information about North House Folk School's Unplugged Weekend and the Mountain Stage Radio Show, visit northhouse.org. I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that we're going to hear a tune from the Carpenter Ants from your CD, Aunts and Uncles. This tune is called Moonshine. Can you tell me anything about the tune?
Yeah, it's kind of it's pretty true, actually. When I first moved to West Virginia when I was 20, I guess, I ran into some old guys who helped me set up a still and told me, you know, kind of taught me at least the basics on how to operate it. And I think Jupy started writing the song, and then I kind of co-opted it and kind of put my personal experiences in about learning how to make it from these old guys.
Great. Thanks so much, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me on the air, and I'm really looking forward to getting there next week.
All right.
I followed some tracks to an old dog shack, crept up and looked inside. I saw a copper kettle by the fire's light, making moonshine clear as diamonds. Moonshine with a hillbilly bite. Moonshine, taste of the mountains. Moonshine, burning blue flame. They said, come inside, and they offered me a taste. It burned my throat and it made my heart race. I stayed all night, they taught me all they knew. I went home and made a moonshine still. Moonshine, clear as diamonds. Moonshine with a hillbilly bite. Moonshine, taste of the mountains. Moonshine, burning blue flame. Whispering on the phone,
I'll be right over. Is your old lady gone?
Moonshine, clear as diamonds. Moonshine with a hit.